Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about different types of leaders in organization and really specifying the differences between the I versus the we leader. So, Dave, let's have some conversation about somewhat about environment, because when we're talking about I leaders versus we leaders, I'm referring to the types of responses that we hear from business owners here on the show. So you ask them questions as it relates to their team or the success of the business, whatever it might be. And when you hear a lot of I kind of responses from somebody, that's what we call a I leader.
Yep.
And somebody who has a lot of we kind of responses is a we leader. So let's visit about the differences between I's versus we's. And let's start with environment. How is environment under a I leader?
Well, typically under an I leader, you're going to have your kind of self-serving environment, kind of selfish environment.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's worried about getting credit for things, everybody's worried about, you know, how does this influence me? How does this impact me? Because that's what the leader is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of the, I had this great idea and I pitched it to my boss. My boss went and sold it to somebody and they got all the credit for it.
Sure.
That's the whole I mentality. It's not a team environment, it's an I environment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have lots of infighting typically going on, and everybody's worried about making sure they get their piece. Whereas the team environment is usually just a lot more fun place to work.
There's is the we leader.
The we leader, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a much better environment. Typically, everybody feels like they're part of the team, everybody feels like they're involved. It's just a more fun place to work, more productive.
Mm-hmm. It's always interesting to me when you mention about you have all this backbiting and everything else that's going on under I leadership, is that the leadership style tends to attract the same kind of people into the organization.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So now you have a leader in the organization that is a very self-centered, selfish type person, and then they've just attracted a bunch of those types of people into the organization, so they don't even have anything that's remotely close to team. I actually wrote down the title group, because that's all they really have is a group of people,
right.
Certainly not a team.
And it certainly attracts that kind of personality or that kind of person. It also turns people who aren't that kind of person into that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you think about it, if you have a dog that barks all the time and you get a new dog that doesn't
mm-hmm.
bark very often, if they're around the dog that barks all the time and that dog is the leader,
mm-hmm.
suddenly the new dog's going to bark all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's how we do things here. I'm following the leader, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works in your business, is if you do things, if you move up, if you get credit, if the environment is an I-centered environment, anybody that comes in, whether that's normally who they are or not,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're going to transition into, because that's the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You create your own environment.
So you see, we've had conversation in the past about victors versus victims, but aren't I leaders also operate a lot on the victim mentality, where they place blame on, like if something goes wrong, they don't accept responsibility for what happens. They instead say, here's who did it, here's what needs to be done about it. They're blaming people.
You can tell who the I leader is because they spend all of their time below the line, but trying to communicate to you why they were above the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everything that they do, yes, it's all reasons, it's all, well, this happened because of this. Well, I did my job because of this. They're always blaming somebody else. They're always transitioning to someone else. They're always trying to get themselves above the line
mm-hmm.
because they're always below.
Mm-hmm. And so on the side that you would think, so they're accepting all the credit for the good things, placing all the blame for the bad things.
Yep.
Making excuses whenever something goes wrong that they have their hands on.
Yep.
And if somebody comes out and shares with them where a mistake or whatever might have occurred, well, then they're in denial of the truth.
Yep.
Of the evidence.
Yep.
So it's really interesting how that all happens. So let's visit about We Leaders, because We Leaders are really fun people to work for. And when we've had a chance to visit with We Leaders here on the Business Forum show, it's really easy to tell how fun that company has to be. And, you know, even when you start visiting about bottom line results, it's possible for an iLeader to run a so-called successful business.
Absolutely,
in terms of
yep.
revenue
yep.
because they are very selfish. But We Leaders, you know, can run the most dynamic organizations both in profit and in the team and the type of people they have there if they make magic happen in that whole piece.
The biggest challenge that I've noted with We Leaders, because I have several clients that are We Leaders, that the biggest challenge they have is being a strong enough leader for their team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always putting the team first or the business first, so they're never taking enough themselves. They're never they're always concerned, well, if I do this, then I'll feel guilty because so-and-so doesn't get this or this. Well, what ends up happening is you have to be somebody people want to follow,
mm-hmm.
okay? And if you are the owner of the business and you drive the crappiest car in the parking lot because mm-hmm. you don't want to have a decent car and take money away from your business, then you're not showing yourself as being successful either.
Sure.
Okay? So you have to have that balancing act and be willing to you got to drive a decent car because they got to want to be like you. You're mm-hmm. leading them. They have to want to come and follow you. If they look at you and see you as the leader, the boy, you're a really nice guy and a really fun guy, but boy, you must not be making any money because you dress like crap, your car's crap, and you know, if
they're going, is that the best that ever becomes here?
Correct. That's the problem you end up having. They
yeah.
they like you. It's fun working here, but wow, you know, there really isn't any benefit to going any further with this because clearly you're not very successful.
Sure.
That's what they'll see. So they actually have to see you being successful. They have to see you, you know, doing things successfully, whether it's dressing nice, whether it's, you know, your lifestyle, whatever it is. They have to see that as a reflection of who you are. So they want to be that type of person so you can properly lead them.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned about, you know, that they, you know, We Leaders don't necessarily take money out of their organization, a lot of new business owners that are We Leaders,
mm-hmm.
how often do many of these owners go without paying themselves at all?
Oh, I've seen years.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen years where I haven't paid myself in 2 or 3 or 4 years. It all depends on, well, if they've got something set up where they don't really have to, their spouse makes enough money, they've got income from another source, they won't pay themselves because they don't absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
And the team doesn't have any idea that the business owner hasn't paid themselves for 2 or 3 years. Because
mm-hmm.
the idea of somebody that's an hourly or salaried employee that you're going to work somewhere and not getting a paycheck at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks, why mm-hmm. would you ever do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're visiting about I versus We Leaders. And stay tuned. You're going to enjoy this next conversation. We're going to have some conversation about compensation and how an iLeader pays people in their company versus a We Leader. And you can look up to your boss and figure out which one of these hats your boss wears. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our 3 young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're having a conversation about I versus We Leaders in business. And there's some downsides to both, without a doubt, but if you're going to work for somebody who's either one of these types of leaders, you definitely want to work for somebody who is a wee leader, because they'll tend to look out for you a lot more.
Yep.
And they'll make far greater effort on your behalf than somebody who is a selfish I leader. And I don't mind using that word selfish at all, because
that's what it is.
It's definitely what it is. So let's have some conversation about compensation and how you get paid in a I leader type organization. Just how much effort does an I leader put into looking at each of the positions in the organization and saying, well, we want to make sure we're competitive, and what they're meaning by that isn't that they're paying their people enough. What they mean by that is they don't want to pay their people a red cent more than anybody else in that job makes anywhere else.
They actually spend a tremendous amount of time making sure they're finding out why you don't deserve to get paid more, why you shouldn't earn more money. That's what they're doing. They're looking at all the reasons why they shouldn't be giving you a raise, why they shouldn't be paying you any more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the focus, is why not? Whereas the we leader is spending all of their time trying to figure out, you know, what did you do? I want to find another way to give you more money. How can I bonus you more? How can I give you more? What did you do that deserves more money this week?
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the fact that you did something that you don't deserve more money. I don't want to talk about that. Let's not talk about that. Whereas the I leader, you did something that deserves more money? Well, hang on, wait a minute. Here's all the things that you did that cost me money this week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that, but let's talk about all the stuff that you did that cost me money yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about the one thing that you did that was right.
Mm-hmm. So in compensation, when you're dealing with an I leader, they're going to find all the reasons why not to give you a raise. In fact, they might even be in a situation where they go, we need to move you somewhere else or even terminate you.
Yep. Or penalize you, that kind of thing.
Penalize you in some fashion, make you feel bad, do whatever they have to. You're also going to hear a really high degree of accountability for employees and I agree with accountability,
absolutely,
in the premise of it. But you're also going to see a really high degree of accountability in an I leadership type organization, because they are looking to find mud on the people in the organization.
Correct.
As to why not to pay you or why you need to go somewhere else.
Yep.
Or if you're asking for some kind of benefit from the organization, here's why I can't, because look at your accountability sheet. You're not this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. They have all these, the list of, you know, the Santa's list of who's been good and who's been bad. If Santa was an I leader, his bad list would be way longer than his good list.
Well, and the bigger challenge to that is when you look at it, you know, what do you get more of? You get more of what you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you focus on the negative stuff, if you focus on all the problems, that's what you're going to get, is more problems. If you focus on the good things that happen, you will get more of the good things that happen.
Right. So in the we leadership type organization, this we leader spends a fair amount of time trying to figure out how they can reward good behavior.
Yep.
To create more of that type of behavior in the organization.
Right.
And you see that even on political level, you know, some politicians will say, hey, let's give people back more of their money and let them keep more of their money and reward that kind of positive behavior and create more financial growth. When you look at of all the clients that you coach with outside of the business, Dave, if you're dealing with somebody who's an I leader versus somebody who's a we leader, which type of business owner is easier for you, dealing with an outside perspective on a coaching balance, to create success in their organization? Is it easier with I's or we's?
Well, it's easier with the I if the I understands that they're a pain in the ass. They're the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
That they're just a complete and they need to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get that, they don't move. They don't change. They don't do anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like I said, the we's, the biggest challenge with the we's is getting them to be a little selfish, because their biggest problem is they're not selfish enough at all, in which case it's not a good enough reflection on the business, and the business isn't giving them enough of a return. You can't run your business if the business isn't paying you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not motivated by your business anymore. Your employees wouldn't work for no pay. Why would you? So it's getting them over that hump. The I's, they have to be at a point where they just can't deal with it anymore. That okay, I have to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really square in the face, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the problem. I mean, you know, when you can, looking at how you have conversations and the directions that conversations have, I've dealt with this in the past, you know, from my own experience where, you know, bringing on new business was actually, even though I would get paid more money, was actually a negative thing. Because if I bring on new business, all I'm going to get is all of the things that I did wrong in bringing it on.
Right.
So I'm going to get paid more, but I'm going to get told all of these things that I did wrong in doing this. So it's actually a negative thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be doing that then. I don't want to bring more business on because that's a negative thing. Because it was all, well, you did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong and this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Never focusing on any of the positive things that mm-hmm. were happening. And that's the problem with I leaders is mm-hmm. they beat up their employees.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think they do, but that's how their employees feel.
So let's visit a little bit about two words that I like to use, being sincere and being genuine. And when we think about these two types of leaders, if you have a we leader in your organization, they will tend to be pretty honest with their employees in terms of what their expectations, how they view them.
Yep.
But on the sometimes when you say that they aren't being selfish enough, some things they probably should be telling them,
yep.
they aren't necessary. So if there's a lack of honesty in there anywhere, excuse me, they aren't being tough enough on some of their employees.
Yep.
But on the flip side here, let's take a look at the I leaders for a moment, because there's a word we've dealt with before here on the show. It's called private agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the I leaders have this private agenda going on. And it's really hard to figure out what the heck it is. But it's important that you do. If you're working for somebody who is an I leader, it's really important that you understand whatever their private agenda is, because the private agenda always wins.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what it is. So,
well, and it's almost impossible to figure out what it is, because depending on who they're talking about, you're getting a completely different version of it. So the only one that really knows what that private agenda is them.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that one of the indications
yeah,
that you're dealing with an I
absolutely.
Leader with a private agenda?
And you always know it's there. You can always tell, there's something I'm missing here. There's information that I don't have. I know you're holding something back.
Yeah.
You can tell it's there, absolutely. It's a huge issue with business.
Yeah. And even on a smaller scale and a social scale, when you have somebody come to you and says, hey, I need to share something with you about somebody.
Yep.
That same little scenario is happening with the next person, with the next person, the next person. And there's a different story, a different posture going on every single time. And it is very selfish. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show talking about the I leader versus the we leader. And where the I and we comes from, just listen to them talk. You'll hear how many times they say I versus we. Kevin Hunter and Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you. In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seemed to pour in. We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets, and newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses. And also push your website up to front page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum Show for just 1 month, Our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled. Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Kynect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Kynect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.